25 years of Doug Steffens' Good Day.
Have a good day.
La 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 la.
Well, this song was cool.
Hi, it's 7 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. R. McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer and I are in Los Angeles. Jennifer's feeling okay. Fix her right up, though. And the Queen of Cheap has her deals for us in a few minutes. Jennifer will report on what's going on in social media and also a television report. Interesting that Iran is not happy with the Argo win, the Canadians are. So who are our
friends? Iran ever happy with anything,
though? Yeah. I mean,
total annihilation of Israel and the United States. Then they'd be happy.
Right. No, they wouldn't. They'd find something else to be unhappy
about. I'm sure.
They're just unhappy people. They're like some of those folks in the rest of the world. Some people are just not happy. And you know what? We don't want you listening to this program. We don't want you around us. We just wish you'd go away.
Maybe Iran needs some of your LSD, laughing,
right,
and singing,
laughing,
dancing.
Singing and dancing.
Can you imagine how that looks?
You know, though, I know some Iranians. Uh-huh. And they are happy, laughing, singing, dancing people.
Yeah.
They're
here.
Yeah. Although this one girl that I do taekwondo with, her dad was born, raised in Iran, moved here, you know, married kids. The kids are here. She married an Iranian, and he has since moved here. And he's a good guy. He's a great guy.
Well, why not?
He's an LSD kind of guy. You know, laughing, singing.
Iranian doesn't mean you're a bad person.
Right. No.
The people who run the country, it's like our country.
Exactly.
We're pretty good people, but the people who run it are idiots.
Right.
So, but then they say, well, that's a reflection on you. I don't know whether it is or it isn't, frankly. I'll tell you, in terms of reflection, Jennifer, Kristen Stewart left me completely, not a little, but
was she high?
Cold. I don't know
during
what she
the Oscars?
Was. But she was on, she kind of limped out there, and then she looked around with this horrible look on her face.
Yeah, she was so disheveled.
Well, it wasn't disheveled. It was like, hey, I'm here. And
I know. She seemed out of it. I'm not impressed, but
no.
I've never been a huge her fan, so,
no.
You know.
She always looks like
she's smelling cheese. You know, that look
like
that
rotten in her life.
Right. She always kind of has that look on her face.
So why would Pattinson be so enamored with her would be probably a question.
Well, he doesn't look like he's super happy all the time. Maybe he likes the misery.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah. What is it? It loves company.
It does. It's for sure.
Said. All right. So later on, we have Honey Boo Boo in the focus.
I do love her.
Kardashians are, there's a thing floating around. I thought it was interesting. Wendy Williams addressed it the other day that her thought on Kanye West and Kim Kardashian is that they will never marry.
Hmm.
Never marry.
Hey, that'd be interesting.
Live alone. Well, why do you have to be married anyway?
But she wants to marry him.
I bet.
She can't.
Wait a minute.
She's
in the back of the room. Roberta's in the back of the room.
Spoken by the king of marriage here.
Listen, I was pretty snide. So thank you very much.
You're
Roberta,
welcome.
All right. So what do we have for deals in the Queen of Cheap today?
Oh, free bread strips. Free bed strips. Free breadsticks.
Oh, good.
Breadsticks. Yes.
Perfect. Yes, thank you.
Free Redbox rentals, and let's see. Oh, something new called City Coupon. It's kind of like the entertainment book. We're going to tell you all about it and stuff from Peapod. And did you know you could take free college courses on iTunes? We're going to tell you how to do that.
Really? Music courses?
Every kind of course.
Really? Why would iTunes have something free like that?
I have no idea, but
they
do it.
They are big into trying to get classrooms and into homeschooling and into
music.
For everything.
For anything. For
anything.
Architecture, archaeology, zoology.
Apple's whole idea is to build this one-stop shop for everything, to get your content, to create your content, to use your content, to buy your content, to store your
content,
and to learn.
Yeah.
That's an overused word now.
Content.
Oh, yeah.
Horribly. You're right. compelling, these phony program people who say
information.
We need to have more compelling content on our podcast.
Information
content
doesn't get the word. Yeah, it doesn't get it done.
No. I'll tell you what.
So we all talk at once here?
It's been a while. Sorry. I just want to say that I think we should replace content with the word stuff. It makes it sound
stuff.
So much better.
Stuff?
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
I think we should replace it with Woolworths.
More compelling Woolworths.
I like that.
Why not?
Even better.
Or Blizzard.
But then that's what it is. It's kind of like being Woolworths. You get a little bit of everything in there.
JCPenney's, right? Et cetera, et cetera. The spring anticipatory watch now in full effect. The last days of February bring us into March, and then March 21st, it's springtime. Tell that to the people in the Midwest and in the Plain States, where they hunkered down yesterday, today, the second blizzard in, what, a week or so, major storms moving across the country. There's not as much snow accumulation associated with as was thought, but what's really making it difficult for those of you who are in the Midwest, especially in Kansas and Texas, Oklahoma, Missouri, the wind blowing the snow around is what makes it so difficult under the circumstance. You ever try to drive when the wind is 30, 40 miles an hour and the snow is light? You can't see anything.
Yeah.
It's a white, they call it a whiteout. It's very dangerous.
Yeah.
Very dangerous.
Yep.
Also, yesterday, tornadoes. Today, worry about them as well in Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, and across the top of Florida on the panhandle side of things. So the weather is part of what we have to do. It's wintertime. The weather outside is frightful. The fire is so delightful. But yesterday in Los Angeles, 70 degrees and sunshine.
Yeah, rub it in, boss.
Richie was out on Sunday in his just a shirt. It was 50-something.
Yeah, it was 52 here yesterday.
Yeah. All right. Use of the new media. Jennifer has an update on what's going on with our social media. Thought it was interesting. The Snooki sold her Cadillac Escalade on eBay for $77,000.
Oy,
is.
The car cost $37,000 to begin with. It's a 2011, so she used it for 4 years and sold it for a $40,000 profit. Who is idiotic enough?
Collector's item now.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. That,
because
though, right?
She drove it. What? She's going to have to pay tax on it?
Yeah.
I mean, if she's in the 30% bracket or 40% bracket, she still came out of it $20,000 ahead what it was worth. I mean, what's a 2011? Richie, that's your former business. 2011 Escalade's worth, what, about $15,000? Maybe $20,000?
Oh, no. It's worth way more than that.
Is it?
How much did she sell it for?
$77,000.
Oh, no, it's not worth that.
No, that's what I'm saying.
It's worth $40,000, something like that.
A 2011, they cost, how much did
an Escalade?
Cost?
That's the big Cadillac SUV.
Right.
Yeah.
How much did they cost new?
$50,000-$60,000.
Now,
yeah.
Come on.
Yeah,
it's an expensive car.
An Escalade?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
$60,000 for an Escalade?
They're in rap videos. They have to be expensive.
Yes.
Okay.
It's true.
Going to the airport yesterday, all of the Suburbans and the Escalades and all of the people that were at the Oscars and the limos going to be dropped off at the airport on the way back.
Oh, yeah.
I was looking at some of these Escalades, but I never have. It doesn't appeal to me. Never really has. I don't know why. I like the vehicle. Maybe it's just that I'm used to the Rover image or the way it performs. I don't know. It seems overpriced at $60,000. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, isn't it? I mean, doesn't it? Would you spend $60,000 for an Escalade?
I wouldn't spend $60,000 for
anything.
No.
I'm the car guy.
Not for a car.
No.
Yeah, it's a depreciating item.
Get him.
The more you spend, the more it depreciates.
Unless Snooki owns it, and then it isn't a depreciating item. So she was actually pretty smart to pull that off. One day, gonzo. So that's that story. It's 16 past the hour. You can join us at 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Roberta at DougStephan.com or Jennifer at DougStephan.com or Rich at DougStephan.com. Roberta has her complete report. The Queen of Cheap is up next year on Good Day.
Wow, we have so much we have to do around the house.
Awesome.
A reason to go to the Tool Mega Sale at Sears this week.
Fix the car.
Up to 50% off all Craftsman Mechanics tool sets. Check.
Then the garage is a mess.
Up to 50% off Craftsman. Craftsman Tool Storage. Booyah!
And the faucet is done. Are you okay?
I'm just so excited.
Tackle your to-do list at the Tool Mega Sale this week only at Sears. Hundreds of Craftsman tools on sale in one place. Craftsman, trust in your hands. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Well, Flo,
uh-huh.
This is what you call a clogged drain tap.
Yep, looks that way.
Might need a drain extension, some new compound.
Maybe a flange or a twirly thingy?
A twirly what?
Oh, what you said. Those sounded great. Let's go with that.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company Affiliates.
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Uh-huh.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
When you're running a facility, safety is key. That's why Grainger offers over 70,000 diverse safety products, and that number's growing. Everything from personal protection gear and safety signs to online safety training tools, all to help you reduce injuries and downtime and keep up with regulations. You might say safety's our middle name. Yep, Grainger, safety, Grainger. Hey, you get the idea. Cut back on costs and worries. Call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive.
Wow,
it's
wow.
Professor Ellie. Hey, Richie.
Hey, Dudley.
I just went to the Kelley Blue Book, and a clean 2011 Cadillac Escalade is worth 51. Right. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
They're expensive cars. They're
$51,915 is a suggested retail price for a clean 2011
Escalade.
So
we know one thing for sure. They won't be in the Queen of Cheap. So anyway, we're no.
Right.
Let's get dug off of this.
Okay, if you like breadsticks and you like Sbarro, and Sbarro's, it's not bad. You get free breadsticks at Sbarro. We tell you how to do it. Redbox is getting into the instant streaming video game, and it's actually called Redbox Instant by Verizon. Mm. And what you can get is a month free trial with them. So that way you can, you know, then you can cancel the subscription. Why not? Otherwise, it'll be $8 a month. So they're competing with things like Netflix and Amazon Prime Video. They're all getting into the game. We'll see who lasts. City Coupon, they're kind of like the entertainment books, but actually I think they're a little better because they have a lot of name brand coupons in them. Great way to save money. They're down to $10 a book, but if you buy 10 books, you can get them, you can get books to, I'm sorry, if you get buy 20 books, you can get them for $5 each. Now, here's the deal. You can get $5 off of $30 at Winn-Dixie's or Publix. The coupons are in the book, so basically the book is free. So if you buy a whole bunch of them, then you save a whole bunch of money. How about that? Peapod, they deliver your groceries. You go online, you order what you want, and they show up at your door. Great stuff. They give you $15 off of your first order of $60 or more. They're going national now. Kindle has a free book on how to sell on eBay. Take all that junk that's in your garage and in your attic and around your house and sell the darn stuff. You'd be surprised what people buy, like we just heard, Kim Kardashian's car. And iTunes.
No, that was Snooki's car.
Oh, Snooki's car. Sorry.
Right,
Snooki's
right,
car.
Right,
same thing. Same thing. Same people. iTunes U. You can take 500,000 different free college courses, lectures, video, books on thousands of subjects absolutely free at iTunes U.
iTunes U. Check it out at DougStephan.com, Queen of Cheap Box.
iTunes U too.
iTunes U.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Top five songs now from this week in 1990.
Make it stop.
Come on. This is pretty good, Rich.
I thought these guys were no good anyway, right?
Wow.
Is this the lip syncer?
Yes.
Milli Vanilli.
I knew that. I didn't know if you were going to use it as a contest. But.
Number five, nah. All or Nothing. Some of these songs, it's harder for people to get one of the pieces. And maybe I'm wimping out or letting people wimp out. Because I used to push people. Let's come on, we can figure this out. Anyway, I'll take the nothing part of this.
Oh, I like it. Reminds me of my childhood.
Okay. Now, well, that's the idea, to push what was emotionally going on with you. That's what we do this for. So you can remember back to this week in 1990 and think, okay, I was doing this, that, or the other thing.
Was it a happy childhood?
I don't remember.
Because of this?
Yeah. I mean, if Milli Vanilli makes you happy.
It was a sad childhood when I found out that they were lying to me all along and they weren't really singing. It was sad.
All right, back to number four during this week in 1990.
Now, that's
52. Rome. Roberta, do you remember this song?
Yes, I do.
Hey. What were you doing during this week in 1990? Do you remember?
1990. Boy, that's a good question. I'd already had Elena, so Elena was 4 years old.
Yeah.
So it's probably, I was home writing. That's what I was doing. I was freelance writing at this time because she was still, she was a little kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I was doing.
So about this time that you came to me, I think, too, wasn't it?
I think just around this time, too. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
What'd you say, Richie?
Back in high school, there was this girl that graduated with us, and all the guys always thought she was the hottest girl. Oh, my God, she's beautiful. Beautiful.
That's what Richie remembers.
So, of course, you graduate, and everybody goes their separate ways and everything, and one of my buddies calls me up, a year ago, and says, go check out blah, blah, blah's Facebook page. So I search it down. Apparently, she is now living with and the partner of one of the girls in the B-52s, the one with the big red bonnet. And you're like, huh, well, that's interesting.
Who'd have thunk it?
Who'd have thunk it?
Number three this week in 1990, Paula Abdul.
Favorite. She used to rap with a cat in his
Yeah. This is With the Wild Hair.
The cartoon
opposites attract.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah. Fun song. Roxette, I like this song.
Yeah, me too.
A little bit dangerous, Jennifer.
Good.
I mean, we'd use that not so much for you, but for Roberta. Dangerous. I can't get out of over the Escalade being worth 51 grand. Richie's going to...
He's going to rack your mind for days now.
I can't get over somebody giving her 77 grand for the thing.
I can't believe that you think that it's only worth 20. I mean, anything a 2011 is worth 10 to 20 grand.
I'm going to buy new stuff. All right, number one during this week in 1990, Janet Jackson.
There you go, Jen.
Hey, and
got married to the billionaire Saudi or Kuwaiti. Where's the guy? Oh, Qatar.
Did you hear Jermaine is changing the spelling of his last name?
Jackson. Jackson.
Nothing to do with the family, though.
28 after on Good Day.
Running a facility, safety is key. That's why Grainger offers over 70,000 diverse safety products. And that number's growing. Everything from personal protection gear and safety signs to online safety training tools. All to help you reduce injuries and downtime. And keep up with regulations. You might say safety's our middle name. Yep. Grainger, safety, Grainger. Hey, you get the idea. Cut back on costs and worries. Call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh, I love this song. But you know what? I bet it would sound even sweeter in a Honda-certified used car. You know, if you upgraded. Because each one gets a thorough 150-point inspection and comes with a Carfax vehicle history report. So you'll know where it's been. So you can relax. So you'll be happier. Food will taste better. And music will sound even sweeter. All because you bought a great late-model Honda-certified used car. Good thinking. Where'd you ever get such a magnificent idea? All right, I'm out of here. Drive safely.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit your local AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to get your business started today. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
New activations only requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
We're having a party to celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffens' Good Day.
This good day, it is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place.
Your daily gift from all of us here on the Good Day program, including me and Richie and Jennifer.
Some days the gift is better than others.
Some days the gift is better. It keeps on giving.
Yeah, that's right. It's the gift that keeps on giving.
You'd like to give it back to us, I know, but that's nothing in life is perfect.
Hey, send us a mixtape if you want to give it back to us.
Okay.
Oh, I love mixtapes.
I know you do.
Yeah. Do you know I've never gotten one from a man before?
Really?
How
does it work, Richie?
A mixtape?
Yeah.
The mixtapes are great. Back before iTunes and iPods and all that stuff, when you had your Walkman maybe or just your stereo.
A ghetto blaster.
Or a ghetto blaster. You would make your best girl or your best guy a tape of all of the cool songs that you both loved or that you thought that they loved. Mm. And because back then you couldn't just, you know, do, okay, I'm going to download this song. So you would spend time taking a record. Put it on the turntable.
Or better yet, getting it off the radio.
Or getting it off the radio, recording it off the radio from one boombox to another.
Uh-huh.
Or through your stereo, recording your thing. And you would make a tape of songs, both sides, and then you would do the artwork on the outside, or you would say something nice, you know, type thing. And you would give this mixtape to your girlfriend.
Did you ever make one, Rich?
I did.
Really?
No, absolutely.
Did it do you any good?
Yes, absolutely.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He was such a man, Doug. He actually just made one mixtape and then he dubbed it.
That's right.
He handed them out to that whole flock of women.
Right. Hey, how you doing? Here's your mixtape.
All right, so let's get to our social media update. Then Jennifer's going to have some television news as well here. First things first, in terms of social media, facebook.com/Good Day Show brings you around. We have two or three things that Jennifer has posted there. I'm wondering what you're getting for a response, Jen.
We have many things percolating, as they say, over at facebook.com/Good Day Show. The first is we're doing our Oscar wrap-up. We might be a day late, but we're never a dollar short around here. We're asking if you think Seth MacFarlane should come back and host next year. Did you like him?
No.
Really? I loved him. I thought he was really good.
I think he should come back.
Thought he did a great job, and he's a good singer. Now,
and I was with a whole bunch of actors and theater people last night, and everybody was like, oh, my gosh.
gosh, was he terrible.
Well, I thought he did a good job.
That's not his crowd.
Yeah.
His crowd's a television crowd.
And let me guess, if you were with these people, not to interrupt you, Shaggy, but if you were with this group of actors, Roberta, I'm going to guess that they also have an answer to the next question in this little wrap-up. Did you like Michelle Obama's surprise appearance?
No.
Oh, you didn't.
What was she doing there?
Okay, good. Really? See, everybody says that.
All right, so let me add to that.
What role did this have?
For those who didn't know how this came about, this is called Connection. Harvey Weinstein, who is a big movie producer, his idea came from his daughter, who said, how about we have Mrs. Obama? So Weinstein went back to his pals in the administration, and they got to the White House, and Mrs. Obama said, I think it's a great idea. We watch movies at the White House, so let's do it. And that's what it involved.
I've seen a movie that qualifies me to
hand down an award. It was in poor taste, bad judgment, shouldn't have been there, period, end of story.
Jack Nicholson seemed uncomfortable with it a little bit, didn't he? Yeah. I mean, it just was weird. The whole thing was weird. Yeah. Well, a few of you have chimed in so far, and we welcome the rest of you to do the same. Michelle said,
who brought the feds in?
Right? A little nervous.
Who brought the feds in?
That's a good song. Michelle said, yes. Seth had a phenomenal stage presence, and I love how he pushes the limits, yet most everyone laughs their butts off and appreciates his humor. I missed Obama, but saw the clips. She's great, so Michelle liked it all the way around. Jay said, Seth, yes, he needs more prep time, but Mrs. Obama, glory hound moment. Larry said it was mostly a waste of time, except for some of the music. I'll likely skip it in the future, so I do not care who will be on the show. You can chime in now, facebook.com/Good Day Show.
Jen,
yes?
I have to ask you.
Yes.
What did you think of? We saw your boobs.
Oh, I loved it. And you know what was great about Seth? Because he has, if you know him, he has a really raw sense of humor. He could have really pushed the envelope, which I thought he was going to do. And he did have some stuff that, you know, was close,
but he never crossed the line.
Right. And I thought that was really good on
some
his behalf. And I didn't
Lincoln
know he
joke.
Could sing like he could.
You should, funny. You should talk to my daughter. She's incensed over the whole thing. Yesterday she gave me an earful about how horrible he was and how the jokes were.
Are you talking about your younger daughter?
My younger daughter, the one who's in the performing arts school.
Yeah, but all of you New York snooty Broadway people.
But actually, no, she had a point. If you looked at the audience, the faces on like the different actors that he was talking about during some of this stuff, they were appalled. They were absolutely appalled.
Which was great about it and why he won't be back, but it was great.
I don't know. I didn't notice him appalling anybody. Maybe as...
Well, during the... We saw your loops.
Half unconscious, by the way, when I was watching the show. So they cut to a couple of people during that song, and
you could tell that they were uncomfortable with it. But I think everybody... And
I loved when they were reading off of all the people that had seen Kate Winslet's boobs. That was great.
Yeah.
That was funny.
And let me tell you something. The sock puppet rendition of the movie Flight,
that was hysterical. That was pretty funny.
That was hysterical.
That was pretty funny. By the way, did you watch Jimmy Kimmel's post-Oscar movie parody?
No.
It's now floating around. I have not... I'm just looking at it right now. I haven't watched it yet, but as much as I'm annoyed at him, I want to check it out and see what it is that... I mean, he usually has... He's brought in some really good post-Oscar folks for pretty interesting and funny overtakes or overviews of what's going on or has gone on. But, again, I'm sort of put off him. Frankly,
right, what did he do?
Mean to Jay. He's mean to Jay.
Oh, he was mean to Jay.
He's been asinine.
Who
the hell are you?
Looks a little low class.
Yeah, very low class.
All right, so continuing on, we're also asking you, speaking of low class, if you read The Onion. Do you like it, or do you think it is mean-spirited?
I love The Onion.
I love The Onion, especially 2 weeks ago when the Iranian news agency bit on one of their stories and ran with it.
What they posted on this young 9-year-old girl
was inexcusable.
Oh, really? What did they do?
We're not going to use the bad word to describe a woman
over
with this 9-year-old kid in mind. Yeah.
Whoa.
Not funny.
They used a real person?
Yeah, they took a shot at that kid, that 9-year-old girl.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They took a really,
they called her
really
like the worst name you could
gross,
call a woman ever.
Really?
Insensitive, inexcusable, just totally somebody should throw a grenade.
They apologize, but it's just, it's not enough. Not with a 9-year-old kid. That's just, you don't do it.
No.
You don't do it.
Yeah.
But we've got a split response so far. Tim said, no, I don't have time for that sort of thing. Jay said, yes, but can't believe the stories. Now, we're also giving you an opportunity at our Facebook page just to wrap it up here. This week, we'll start. We like to get you involved. We like to give away prizes, and we like to make you happy. And we're asking this week for your home improvement tips. If you, what you do to enhance the curb appeal of your house, or maybe some fix-it tips around the house. So we'll be posting those at facebook.com/Good Day Show. And if you want to be ahead of the game, you can post your favorite home fix-it tips.
The home improvement tips brought to us by Ace, the hardware place. Attached to the daily winner is the $25 Visa card that we were giving away. What did we give that away for before?
For your mom tips.
That was
it, right. Okay, so now home improvement tips will get you a $25 Visa gift card if you're the daily winner starting tomorrow at DougStephan.com. Actually, no, Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Home improvement tips from Ace Hardware, and the $25 Visa gift card is yours, helping us celebrate 25 years of the Doug Good Day program. So flooring, insulation, how you paint, all of that good stuff. I have, I'm going to paint the front of the house here in Santa Monica. And one of the things my son came up with was the traditional
paint. Do it in camouflage, so when they come to take it back, they won't be able to find
right.
it.
Right.
that's what I'm going to do to mine.
Yeah. I think it was Chrysler's site, because we're so close to the beach, the salt air and the dust and stuff eats into the wood. So I'm going to sand it down. I bought some marine
paint.
Lacquer.
Yeah.
$50 a quart.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Because it has the word marine on it.
Yeah.
$50 a quart. But I figure that'll seal up all of the stuff and keep it from chipping and peeling and rotting. So that's an idea. If you're close, if you have a place that's close to the water and you want the paint to last, as expensive as it is, it's probably worth it in the long run. So I pass that along with you to help you out a little bit. Jennifer's going to help us out with some television news after I help you out getting your teeth whiter and brighter. This has become more and more, as this stuff becomes more and more popular, and you understand that good teeth get you a better job. All the surveys say the same thing. 3 in 5 people believe having bad teeth can prevent somebody from finding a partner. 4 in 5 people say it'll prevent you from finding a better job. So how about we get to the bottom line? If you are, and by the way, 50% of the people who were surveyed suggested better teeth will get you better friends. So better job, better love life, better friends. Why wouldn't you want to clean up your teeth? And that's what you can do with Power Swabs. Power Swabs. Yellow teeth gone, nice teeth. A very important part of your present and your future. Don't worry about those toothpastes you've tried and didn't have any luck. You used the strips, they didn't work. Power Swabs works. I've used it. I like it. I like the way my teeth are. I didn't have bad teeth because I don't drink and I don't smoke, but you know, you get a little bit of yellow here and there, and so this cleans it up. Power Swabs works on all of your teeth, natural teeth, veneers, bonding, caps, crowns. Your teeth will be cleaner, whiter in 5 minutes with Power Swabs. Call 800-865-7602 for Power Swabs. That's 800-865-7602. Start showing off your teeth and smiling more. Try Power Swabs. It's a risk-free investment. And if you mention Doug Stephan when you call 800-865-7602, you get 50% off Power Swabs. 800-865-7602.
Wow, we have so much we have to do around the house.
Awesome.
A reason to go to the Tool Mega Sale at Sears this week.
Fix the car.
Up to 50% off all Craftsman Mechanics tool sets. Check.
Then the garage is a mess.
Up to 50% off Craftsman tool storage. Booyah!
And the faucet is done. Are you okay?
I'm just so excited.
Tackle your to-do list at the Tool Mega Sale this week only at Sears. Hundreds of Craftsman tools on sale in one place. Craftsman, trust in your hands. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Uh-huh.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robots.
voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
When you're running a facility, safety is key. That's why Grainger offers over 70,000 diverse safety products, and that number's growing. Everything from personal protection gear and safety signs to online safety training tools, all to help you reduce injuries and downtime and keep up with regulations. You might say safety's our middle name. Yep, Grainger, safety, Grainger. Hey, you get the idea. Cut back on costs and worries. Call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer? Wait, is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K?
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the realized tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Actually, I'm just watching the Jimmy Kimmel thing from after the Oscars the other night. I haven't gotten through it, so I'll give you a review after I listen and watch it, Jennifer, okay?
Okay.
Meanwhile, Honey Boo Boo. Yeah, all right. So what do you, I'll let you prioritize all this stuff.
Well, we can start with Honey Boo Boo, because really, what could be more important than that?
Ah, right.
Nothing.
Ask Roberta.
I mean, I will admit, I'm a Honey Boo Boo fan. I do enjoy the TV show. I do.
She's a monstrosity.
But Roberta's
white
right.
White trash, I think Roberta.
Yeah, in 10
absolutely.
Years.
Absolutely.
White in 10 trash. Years, her behavior will not be cute. So I am with Roberta on that. But right now, it is interesting. All right, well, here's
she'll be on Celebrity Rehab at some point, for sure.
Yeah, right, at the age of 12.
Her popularity not limited to America. The story today, according to the New York Post, is that Alana Thompson, that's Honey Boo Boo, and her family, June, Sugar Bear, you know, and all the sisters, are already a hit in Eastern Europe. Their TLC show will soon be airing in Australia, the Netherlands, Italy, and Latin America.
Well, of course. It's the downfall of America. Why wouldn't the rest of the world love it?
Laugh and point. Yeah, right? There's a problem, though. Producers are having a tough time figuring out how to subtitle a show that already has to provide English subtitles to American audiences. In some cases, they're different voices.
It's nerve-wracking.
But they're actually developing like a companion glossary that is going to try and explain what the word means to audiences in other countries.
That is hysterical.
Isn't that great? I love that.
That's what we want to import to other countries. White trash. Yeah. Wonderful.
Export. It's export.
Oh, export.
Export, yes. All right, now, in other TV news, Once Upon a Time, which I am a huge fan of that show, I love it, they're looking at developing a spinoff for the character, the Mad Hatter. Now, they're going to recast him and maybe get him to commit to a new show. I think that would be a lot of fun. We'll see if that comes to play. Also, John Stamos has been brought back to NBC for a new pilot called I Am Victor. It's based on an upcoming book. He will be playing a sought-after divorce attorney in Los Angeles. Now, if you're a Prince fan, I know I am, and I'm not sure if you guys are, but it was fun to see him at the Grammys. He's coming to Jimmy Fallon's show this Friday. There is an appearance scheduled. He'll be performing and interviewing with Jimmy Fallon, so that'll be kind of fun if you're up late on Friday night. You want to check that out. And let's see, what else am I going to tell you? Lindsay Lohan. Always, we can't leave a day without Lindsay. She will reunite with Charlie Sheen. You know, they did the scary movie 5 together. Well, now she's guest starring.
When you say reunite, you mean like...
And it feels so good. Can't even sing today. It's okay. She's going on anger management with Charlie Sheen. She's going to be playing a love interest of Charlie's. It should be interesting. Right. Steven Weber from Wings, Brothers and Sisters, Malibu Country. He'll be appearing on Dallas now. He's been cast as a new bad guy character, maybe in the Larry Hagman saga. And Michael Jackson's eldest son. He's been doing Access Hollywood. Now he's making his acting debut on the season finale of the CW series, which will be kind of... do we think that this is good? He's going to be on 90210. Do we think he can act?
No.
Oh, I ran.
I don't know.
Did I run out of time? You don't think he can act? Court's out.
Court's out.
Jury, you mean.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to neofera.com, spelled N-E-O-F-E-R-A.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
Starting your own business as your next job. Fans of ABC TV's Shark Tank know Mark Cuban knows how to start a business. He thinks that you ought to be required to do crowdfunding, and that's what we have for you with the crowdfunding success stories next on Startup America News.
Welcome to Startup America News Crowdfunding Success Stories. I'm your host, Mike Hayes, along with my co-host, Ranjini Mukhopadhyay. And today we're going to introduce you to Andy Butler, CEO of Zuvo Water. Ranjini?
That's right, Mike. Zuvo Water is a really innovative filtration system that recently launched on Indiegogo. They have about 22 days left for their product called Stratus, which is a water filtration system you can stick onto your faucet. They've raised about $38,000, and their goal is $50,000. They're well on their way, and they're doing a really great job of differentiating themselves from other water filters in the market, like Brita, for example. So basically, you can use their smartphone app, which connects directly to their water filtration system and tells you exactly how clean your water is and what the contaminants of your water are. So you can basically get rid of your bottled water. You can drink freely now, just straight from your faucet.
You know, the app is so important because, like Andy said, they crowdsourced all of the information about the local water in different areas around the country. And one thing I learned from Andy is that, like politics, all water is local. And that's what makes this app so cool. Now, one thing about Andy is that he is a veteran of direct response and covering trade shows. And one thing that I asked him about was that people are a little bit concerned about all of the hard work involved in the crowdsourcing part of crowdfunding and the interactivity with the crowd and the group of professionals that they would network with at trade shows later on if their product was already produced and in their hands. And here's what Andy said.
Mike, you couldn't be more right on. I mean, I've done trade shows most of my career. They have their place and they have their value. The level of interaction that you get from a well-orchestrated, architected crowdfunding effort is orders of magnitude greater than anything you can do in trade shows. You just have a physical limitation. A trade show is 3 days long, 7 hours a day. Only a certain amount of people can stand in front of your booth in a given hour, and you're competing against everybody around you. When you're on the web, as you are with crowdfunding, you literally your interactions go up orders of magnitude.
So, Mike, Andy is completely right. Being able to go from a trade show and really go to an online presence really brings a larger crowd, a larger audience, and a bigger reach for the product itself. And being able to do crowdfunding really helps companies avoid certain mistakes that they might be making when they're doing things privately, investing privately, and just only including a limited number of people to help, you know, build the idea. I think that the main goal is that the crowdfunding platform allows users to kind of buy into the idea before you make any huge mistakes. And Andy definitely goes over in our interview some of the big mistakes and some of the big benefits of using a crowdfunding platform as opposed to just starting with private investment.
I see crowdfunding as the democratization of, you know, product development. And I actually think it's going to result in better products being developed that are conceived correctly so that, and it actually will help prevent people from going down a path of developing a product that has obvious limitations and then launching it and then having consumers dissatisfied, having unsuccessful entrepreneurs, et cetera. I see nothing but good coming from this crowdfunding phenomena that we're benefiting from right now.
Do you like clean water? If you'd like to be rewarded for helping yourself help Americans create new jobs that help the world, search Zuvo, Z-U-V-O. Get rewarded for donating to Zuvo and other job-creating projects. Visit Indiegogo.com. That's Indiegogo.com. We are committed to listening to the ever-expanding crowdfunding community. Do you have a question for us? We'd love to hear it. Hey, it may even end up being a blog post or a question that we answer right here in the show. You can email me, Mike at StartupAmericaNews.org. That's Mike at StartupAmericaNews.org. Or visit our website, startupamericannews.org. Thanks for joining us.
Marking 25 years in network radio, Doug Steffens, Good Day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.